from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Here are the headlines now in the news. It is one day after the tornadoes in Colorado, where a state of emergency is now in effect after that deadly tornado came roaring through. The cleanup has just started in Windsor, Colorado, one of the several towns hit by this powerful, powerful tornado. One man was killed, dozens hurt, and a lot of homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed. And then over in Southern California, people are cleaning up after a day of wild weather that brought at least two tornadoes, hail, and torrential thunderstorms. One man says that he saw a tornado topple a tractor trailer and overturn several boxcars. It was more of the same for other parts of California as well. Look at this. Hit by heavy rain and flooding, forecasters say that even more unstable weather is on the tap through the Memorial Day weekend. Barack Obama is now in South Florida, where he is making a play for the always important Cuban-American vote. He is speaking at a Cuban Independence Day celebration in Miami. Hillary Clinton is in South Dakota, campaigning ahead of that state's June 3rd primary, one of the last two contests of the primary season. Now, a doctor who has been treating Senator John McCain is now saying that there is no medical reason why McCain should not be president. McCain released his medical records today to a small group of reporters in Arizona. Some of McCain's critics have already expressed concern about his cancer history and his age, for example. McCain will be 72 years old in August, and if elected, he would be the oldest person ever to serve a first term as president. Child Protective Services in Texas now appealing yesterday's appeals court ruling that said it simply had no right to remove more than 400 kids from the Yearning of Zion polygamist retreat. Now, in yesterday's decision, the appeals court said the children must be released within 10 days. For now, the kids' custody hearing has been put on hold. Now, the summer driving season kicks off this weekend, and some analysts are saying that there will be less traffic on the road. The reason? Well, you guessed it. We're showing you pictures of it. Soaring gas prices. Analysts believe the national average for a gallon of self-serve regular could hit $4 by next week. Now, $4 gas is already the norm in several cities across the country. And find out much more on those stories and get continuing coverage of the latest news. Just log on to CNN.com. You can also tune in to CNN television or use your cell phones when you're on the go. We've got you covered. Take care.